Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
First, our very special guest from Gun Owners of America, Louis Valdez. Good morning, Louis. How are you?
Good morning, and as a frequent visitor to Cedar Key, I hope those girls are found.
Absolutely. I mean, this hits a community hard. Cedar Key's had their tough times, but people are very, very worried, and people are very, very active in looking for them. So that's a good thing. What's the latest developments in terms of our Second Amendment rights, et cetera, in Tallahassee? What's going on?
Well, in Tallahassee last week, we had House Bill 759 pass its first committee. That bill would repeal the under 21 purchase ban. It's still got other stops in the House. Its Senate companion has not even been brought up in committee yet. We're going into week three of the legislative session. We only have we only have a total of 60 days. So right now, it's chugging along, but as you've seen, the Republican establishment isn't really wholehearted on pushing pro-gun legislation. The legislation they're pushing more is the carve-outs for cops.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. We've discussed that previously. They don't really need a carve-out. It doesn't really serve any purpose other than maybe for the folks in Tallahassee to say, look at me, I'm all pro-Second Amendment, but it really doesn't address an issue that people are demanding, does it?
Exactly. It doesn't address the issues that the people are demanding. Look, the governor wants open carry and the repeal of red flags and the under 21 purchase ban. As you know, Wilt Simpson supports open carry. Our new attorney general, he just flat out said that the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled wrong in claiming that the under 21 purchase ban is constitutional. And he's not going to defend it in the U.S. Supreme Court if it gets appealed to there. And he has his office looking at other issues. And one of those issues we believe that he's looking at is the open carry ban here in Florida. It's appalling that you have statewide elected officials, and that is the barometer to measure all of this on, is statewide offices, that they're elected statewide by the people of Florida. And you have Republican lawmakers claim, oh, well, my district specifically doesn't want this, so I'm going to hold it back for the entirety of Florida. Well, again, to these lawmakers, the barometer to measure this by is statewide offices. They're all supporting it, which means this people as a whole support it because they put them into office.
This is the kind of thing that people get irritated with when you vote for what you believe to be conservative Republicans that are going to take your freedom seriously, and they turn out to be squishy, and they don't do the will of the people. That hurts really the whole party and ends up possibly hurting the whole state of Florida, right?
Oh, the governor even stated that last week. He said one of the biggest issues is that you have a bunch of middle-of-the-road 1990s-era Democrats who register as Republicans and run for office because they know they wouldn't win with a D by their name. And he says that's a major issue. He even has admitted that's a problem here in Florida. So, yeah, that is a huge issue. You have these lawmakers who constantly campaign that they're pro-gun, that they're pro-Second Amendment, that they're pro-liberty, and then once they get into office, they do nothing.
Yeah, that's irritating to say the least. So is there any power that the Attorney General of the state of Florida, James Uthmeyer, is there anything he can do to push something forward, or it has to be done through the legislature?
Well, as you know, we have our lawsuit in federal court challenging the state's open carry ban and under 21 carry ban. We're reaching out to the Attorney General's office to see if something could be done.
What's the status of that lawsuit now?
Trial is scheduled to start in November of this year.
Okay. All right. So you could meet, possibly the parties involved could meet with the Attorney General, and there's a possibility something could get ironed out, or would you have to get, you know, the full weight of the court involved?
Well, one of the possibilities is that the Attorney General's office could agree to what's called a consent judgment, where basically the AG's office says, hey, we fully agree with the plaintiffs. This is clearly unconstitutional. We're not going to defend this, and send that to the judge. And I mean, it's always up to the judge, but the judge could review such a statement from the AG's office and goes, wow, okay, even the AG agrees this is wrong. Okay, fine, you know, we're gonna issue a summary ruling in favor of the plaintiff, which would force GOA. There's that possibility. There's the possibility that, you know, we talk with the AG's office and it goes to trial and the AG makes such a statement. There's multiple paths on this, but in the end, we want to meet with the Attorney General because his statements were that when he took office, he directed his staff to review Florida's Second Amendment laws, all the current cases, all the current issues ongoing. So it's not just open carry we want to meet with him on. We want to meet with him about the under 21 purchase ban, about red flag laws, about mandatory waiting periods that are abused, about the abuse that FDLE conducts when in regards to denying people their approval for a purchase of a firearm when clearly they shouldn't be denied, all of this. So it's not just the open. We want to meet with the AG to really hammer it out and give them a full crash course on this is what's wrong with Florida and this is what we need to fix.
And it seems like, at least on the surface, this guy is he's an advocate. He's a 2A guy, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, for him to flat out state after the 11th Circuit ruled that gun control was constitutional, and for him to say, I ain't defending this, this is wrong, the court's got it wrong, that takes tremendous chutzpah to do. I mean, because most AGs will just roll over and be like, oh, okay, the court said it, cool, whatever. No, he flat out said, nope, the court's got it wrong. They were wrong. The people are right.
Is there any other legislative things that are brewing right now that may impact our rights one way or another?
Well, in the agriculture omnibus bill, there was language there that would basically make it impossible for citizens to sue the state of Florida over gun rights. Because right now, under state preemption laws, to break it down to the simplest of ways, if you file a lawsuit against the state of Florida on gun rights issues, you don't have to pay out of pocket until the end. There was language in that bill that would strip all of that and make you pay out of pocket immediately, and it would give the state all of the defense of oh, well, we got 90 days to do this, and we don't have to do that. And basically, it would make it much harder for the private citizen to bring a lawsuit against the state of Florida. And the entire purpose of that language was to basically silence Floridians, because it's not just, you know, major organizations that file lawsuits. A lot of this goes down, too, on the local level. You have concerned citizens, concerned active citizens, or GOA members. Like, they'll see something going on in their municipality, like, you know, what happened with the city of Okeechobee. Or you have what happened with the city of Alachua, for example. You know, you will have these challenges on these municipal two-step violations and the violations of preemption. And these citizens will challenge this, but they want to strip them of the ability. And us and some like-minded allies, we have been challenging this. We got it stripped from the Senate bill. Now, today is the House bill. That's going to be brought up at 3 o'clock. So, of course, we're going to push to get that stripped, too. And it's just appalling that that was written in the agriculture omnibus bill to begin with. It was buried deep in it. And it's appalling that that was done, because that's basically must-pass legislation. So someone did that on purpose.
Yeah. Well, that's why we always appreciate connecting with you, Gun Owners of America, Luis Valdez, protecting our Second Amendment rights. We always appreciate our time with you, sir.
Definitely. And guys, close the freezer. It's cold down here.
We'll get right on that.
Yeah. It'll warm up later, though. It's going to be another beautiful day.
Oh, yeah.
In paradise.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.